Greetings, Five Fingers. We hope that you can hear us clearly now. Some of what you're about to hear may shock you, and we know you are a very weak and feeble species, body-wise anyway. We know if we asked you to lift a fully mature oak into the sky, then you would perish, squashed beneath the burden. Yet for us ants, that would be a mere trifle. Please, take a seat. Tarry with us for a short while. Of our mighty ant strength, you may know, Five Fingers, but much else you do not know. Underneath your feet is a vast labyrinthine city, and at the centre of which lies our queen. Here she tells stories to the growing larva, so that when they wake, they will understand the glory of their purpose. Please, quiet your thoughts and listen.
In the beginning, when the earth was sticky and new, the very first queen ant, my many times great-grandmother, followed her desire to find a home. As she walked, she left a trail of her scent. Her potent perfume summoned scout and forager ants. These workers ran ahead to lay a scent trail, which said, "This way for good grub and refuge." And the queen followed. Soon, the woodland floor was busy with ants. The queen found her home and settled in to lay eggs. The workers soon learned to herd aphids, who graze off the sap of the oak, and turn this into a nourishing sweet milk called honeydew, which they harvest. In return, the worker ants guarded the aphids from danger, building them barns made of mosses, lichens, and the exoskeletons of beetles. The workers learned to carry crumbs of tree resin to the nest for medicine to protect all ants from fungus and disease. They built our underground cities for safety and refuge. We ants saw that some of our young were born winged, as the newly emerged queens and their consorts took to the air to tango, the majestic dance of love and death. When their flight was done, we saw the forest floor glittered with torn, discarded wings and the bodies of our males, who lived only that one brief time. But what a time. Later, territorial and tribal, we battled and raged against other ant nations. We were mistresses of war. Do not be scared, though. We learned. Slowly, we began to share scent, food, territory, duties. We created alliances between tribes. Our cooperation and our peacefulness has ensured our survival and our dominion over all the lands of the earth. We take care of each other. We survive. We thrive.
Our queen whispers these stories to the young. She teaches them these words. We serve the queen who gives no orders, sees no light,
sees no light, flies but once, whose silver wings and discarded consorts litter the forest floor. We scouts, foragers, farmers, architects, builders, doctors, nurses, soldiers, spies, serve the queen who tends all life, holds all stories. She of strength, peace and wisdom, who walked the first desire path, whose perfume begat all life. We serve the queen who gives no orders.
Back to you, Five Fingers. Strange how you make unicorns and dragons when you have amongst you such wonders. When you walk on, soon you'll see a road. You'll turn away from it, up the gentle hill, away from the roaring cars, buses and noise. But know that the road you pass by and the path you walked on to get here both began as ant-scent paths. Ant scouts once perfumed the road as they looked for food and a home, leaving a scent trail for each other. Then other creatures used those paths first trod by ants. Beetles, mice, voles, hedgehogs, rats, crows, badgers, wild pigs, dogs, deer. Then you, Five Fingers, driving your cattle to market or yourselves to battle to find more fertile land or kinder neighbours, on foot, then on horses, then with carts, then cars. And our scent paths turn to rough tracks, to mud roads, to asphalt, and our once curvy paths became straight roads. And we are still here, walking alongside, underneath and around you. Still here. Can you see us? Can you hear us?